Genesis chapter 26. I'm going to read from verse 12. Now, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year repeated 100-fold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he'd become wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us, you've become too powerful for us." So Isaac moved away from there and camped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac and said, "The water's ours." So he named the well Esek, because they disputed with him. Then they dug another well, but they quarreled over that one also, so he named it Sitnah. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land." From there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahazazath, his personal advisor, and Phicol, the commander of his forces. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me, since you were hostile to me and sent me away?" They answered, "We saw clearly that the Lord was with you, so we said, 'There ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you, but always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now you are blessed by the Lord.'" Isaac then made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning, the men swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they went away peacefully. That day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. They said, "We've found water." He called it Sheba, and to this day the name of the town has been Beersheba. Well, let me pray, and then we'll invite Anil to come and join us. Father, bless your word to us, your people, this day. May it encourage our hearts, challenge our minds and our wills. Let it be a great encouragement to Anil and Lorraine this day, just as it is to us. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mike, for inviting us to this church and for the pastoral team. Just want to thank the Lord for that. My sermon this morning is Digging Wells of Revival. And this has come in the context of where we are and the mission and the church in India is facing right now. We have a great heritage. Pandita Ramabai Mukti Mission has a great heritage. 1889 till now, 133 years of God's faithfulness. Everyone looks to it for leadership, for some sort of, challenge, some sort of take inspiration, and people from all over the country, they come there, and that's the beauty of Mukti Mission. We have been there for 33 long years, and now the time to move on. In the context of this word this morning, there's a legacy. It's a big legacy of Abraham. Isaac is carrying on. And in chapter 26 and verse 1, he said there was a famine. And then in 26:3, God gives him a promise. This is a promise. And that promise has to be carried forward. And he is the chosen vessel of God to fulfill this promise. Then you come to 26:4 or 26:5, where God God uses a word. He ends with a new word is inserted. He said, fear not. In the beginning in 26:3, I am with you. In 26:4, it is fear not. In building, digging wells of revival that has come, as I said, there's a context. For 2 years, we had this havoc of COVID. And during this COVID, I always get frightened into your talking about this. It's like famine or what, I don't know. March 2020 till March 2021, we were like giants. Can you understand? Nothing can harm us. Overconfident. We can do anything we want. We have the answers for everything. What is our promise? Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And we kept it on in all our heart, praising God, and the Lord fulfilled it for 1 year. We were all in, hidden, protected, just like Isaac. Protected. Till one day, Lorraine told us, you men need a kick and you need to be out in the mission field. We men then had to put our heads, hand on our heads, because it's all about to be outside, not in. We are very much comfortable when we are in, in Mukti. We were very comfortable. Praising God, singing hallelujah, and saying God is so faithful. Amazing Lord. It's a great God. When you come to April 2021 to July 2021, there was a, what we call, fire. COVID, 5 deaths. We had children affected. And the very people who put us on the pedestal, now they are asking a question. Where is your God? What's happening to you? Where's the mission? What's the church doing? In that context, we were doing a study called Deeper Discipleship. In that context, we got this word called deeper discipleship, and we turned it out into digging wells of revival. In the midst of hostility, in the midst of every pressure, how do you flourish? How does God work out His purposes, His glory? It's all about His glory, not about our glory. We are so obsessed, we in mission, because you have a big legacy. You have to keep the name. The brand name has to be kept. It has to survive, because people are looking at it. And at that point of time, God spoke to us through His word in Genesis chapter 26. This is my 3-point sermon. It's one, prepared for God's purpose. That's number one. Number two, preserved for God's purpose. Number three is produced God's glory for His glory. It is not our glory. If you are producing God's glory, it is for His glory, not for our glory. We can get excited about our glory. God is building His church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Every generation, every time when we look at His word afresh, we are getting this one thing. That God is building His church, and He is giving you such an opportunity, preparing us. When the song was going on, what is that? Almighty God. What is that song? Everyone needs compassion. Gave me back 2003 when we were in All Nations. When we were in All Nations, we were all jacked up in the Bible College. You are all jacked up, in full of fun and enthusiasm and all. Somebody asked me, what's the vision? So I said, 1 million souls for Jesus Christ. Put his hand on his head. I said, 1 million. You speak out of your, what do you call? Not out of your belly. You speak out of your legs sometimes, And it is foolishness. But God puts that very words in His spirit to fulfill for His kingdom. Because we can influence the seed of Isaac. Today's word is that preparation. We are prepared for His purpose is what? When we look at Isaac, it is when we look at Isaac, you know, you can sometimes wonder, can anything good come out of him? Mama's boy. He has been, I think so, been well oiled. He has been, you know, he has all this package and baggage that he had, and God had to slowly strip him. Slowly strip him and take everything out of him till he exposes him right in the very eyes of the one he didn't want it. Sometimes you think that, did he have a backbone? We all can question that. But the beauty is this. The very Isaac, when he came to his senses, as I believe, he said, Lord, I want to be a corn. John chapter 12 and verse 24, it says, unless a corn of seed dies to the ground, it will not bear fruit. When it is dies, it will bear fruit. And when this Isaac came to his senses, trapped in that palace, and we see in chapter 26 in the beginning of the verse, he's trapped, exposed, and everybody is a laughing stock. God starts to do something amazing that he has never seen in his own life. And that has happened to us, friends. Many of our non-Christians can help us unwind and do away the things that we have held with us so precious that the very thing is taken out and God's glory is seen. We have nothing. In all our humanness that we see, what is the humanness that we have? We have nothing. But God, it says, Christ in us, hope of glory. We have, in Corinthians, God says, the very jars of clay, we have this astounding glory of Jesus Christ embedded in our spirit that we can be able to seek the very one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and people can see it. And when this very man of God, Isaac, somebody says he's a lazy fellow, but he was also a godly man who repented, changed. And when the change came in, his preparation also came. And God prepared him for prosperity. And in the verse that was read today, this morning, the very year that he was there, Isaac planted crops in the land and the same year reaped a hundredfold. Does it come automatically? It was because, this is what I believe, because he might have repented, changed and begged Lord. Lord, I have committed some mistake. Terrible. Even if he has not done, let us see. Let us take this theology aside. And maybe God has prospered him because he had in his heart this man. When God has you in his heart, when God has us in his heart, whatever may be the case, he was going to bless us. But there are conditions are applied. Conditions are applied. We have to go through a process. And God has not yet given up on us. He didn't give up on Isaac. He could have easily given up on Isaac and said, what a failure is. But he was being a missionary or a servant of God, being prepared for greater glory, for greater task. That's why every preparation, be it we have done committed mistakes, no problem, because it's a preparation. Every mistakes and falling is a preparation for greater grace that the Lord is going to give in our life for his glory. Because we are made for his glory. We are created for his glory. That's number one. Number two, preserved for his purpose. We are preserved. The church, wherever it is, be in India, be it here, we are being preserved. The onslaught of the Philistines, the onslaught, if you see in Galatians chapter 5, 16 to 19, is the onslaught list is big list. The onslaught is big, very big. And we'll keep on with all sorts of things and culture and pressures of today. We are going to falter. We are going to fail. Surely. But the amazing thing is this. The power, the fruit of the Holy Spirit that has been given in the same word in Galatians is going to keep us up to date even in the onslaught of all this is going on. You know, in India, I'm sorry, I'm using my, in our context, if somebody grabs our land, and if you just watch it, your land will go. But if you fight it out, and you put some pressure, you get it. Sitting in the church one day, somebody, we got a call. We were in the church. And somebody says, your land is being encroached. They're building a huge complex right in your property. They had started 1 a.m. and now the church is going on. Everything is being out. Everything is that. I said, because we are heading in the leadership, you're heading it. So what do you do? So I said to my team, I said, leave it now. I'm tired. I am tired and desperate. Let's pray. If it is God's will, let it be God. Because I'm so tired into all this. Let it be whatever it is. And it is for God's glory. This is one of those things that I just want to praise God. That they had built the whole thing, encroached our land, did everything. And when we prayed and we sought the Lord in tears, and Lord, we are helpless. They are ruthless people who are going to take everything. And after, when we forgot, we just said, Lord, let it be. After 3 hours, I get back in the news that they have gone. I said, my goodness me, how did it ever happen? This has never happened in my life. And I'm seeing this happen. Because we have this what you call, understanding. Is this, what the world is pressurizing us, and the same things that we have to give it back. What they use, we also use. But the chapter in Galatians where the fruit of the Holy Spirit is mentioned, Isaac used the same concept in undertaking, in preserving. God preserved him because he used the Galatian fruit of the Holy Spirit theology in his life. And that's the key to our message this morning. Maturity doesn't come overnight. It's only when we go through struggles, when we are preserved. We are preserved by God. Now there are three places God took him three places. The first place was Esek. Esek is called the place of dispute. You know, everything is disputed. Dispute. There is, I wish you can understand what is dispute. We understand very well. The dispute is something that it is more of a, you know, there is struggle. Then he come to a place called Sitna, where it is called quarrel. God is putting you in a place of dispute. God has put you in a place of quarrel. In both the places, our man, Isaac, I see him using the same thing. He just carries on. He moves on. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace. These are all that is imbibed in his life, in the secret place of what all that he went through in his life. And that is the amazing story for all of us this morning. That as God tries to build our lives in the secret place where all our inside out is being changed and molded and transformed, and God does something amazing that comes out in the public. What we do it in our private life is shared and exposed in the public life where the rubber hits the ground. When the reality strikes. Where there is all that you have learned in the church, in your house group, or wherever it is being tested and tasted. Isaac was not tested as his father, Abraham, like that. But he is being tested now. Tested to fine-tune him. Fine-tuning. You require fine-tuning. We all require fine-tuning. Because in this time of tough times, people are looking to the church We are, but God is looking, people are looking at the church for an answer. And we have to have an answer. And that answer is, it comes when we live life, ordinary lives. We are living ordinary lives. And people are looking. Philistines, there are those who don't know the Lord, are looking at us. Maybe in the secret chambers. That's how they are looking, but they are looking. They are looking at us. Sometime I wonder, I said, how do they look at us? I can tell you, share a story about this, what we encountered. We have 12, 13 wells in Mukti. And the newspaper reporter came to us and said, you have 12, 13 wells. I said, yes, sir. And in all your wells, there is water. I said, yes, sir. He said, this is a big miracle in during this summer. During this summer, of intense summer, there is no water in other wells, but your wells have water. And we never realized till a reporter comes and tells us that there is a lot of water in your wells. This is God's glory. Simple things. Thinking these are something that God is digging, wells of revival. As I said, mentioned, prepared for God's purpose, preserved for God's purpose. Now the last place, you know, in the poor man, he has been, you know, hammered right front and put down, Isaac, at Rehoboth. He comes to a place called Rehoboth. He's now able to breathe. Now we can breathe. Now we can breathe. And God allows him to breathe at Rehoboth. Now we can prosper. Rehoboth. But God takes him to Beersheba. Somehow he goes to Beersheba. Beersheba is the place they dig wells. On the way, they reopen wells. All that dirt and stink and garbage has been taken out. Those people from the other cultures and people and all that they have dug in our lives, and we have been consumed by it. Things are being vomited out, taken out, cleaned. New things developed in our life. A new thinking of something beautiful, and things is happening in our life. And that is what is happening in our mission. We have gone through rough ride. Sometimes we said, Lord, why this rough ride? Why? Every time this is the question. I always shudder. What is the new thing is going to come? New thing that is thunder, or I said, Lorraine, please. She always says, this is a problem with her. You men need an excuse to sit at home. You need an excuse. And the third is it's amazing. Produced God's glory for his glory. Isaac, when Abimelech, there are three cases. Abimelech 1, in the palace. Abimelech 2, in the very place, palace, he was covetous. He wanted to covet something. The Abimelech, when he saw Isaac prospering, jealousy came into his. And third Abimelech is a change. He's saying he's seeing God's glory. Who is going to see God's glory? People who are seeing God's glory. Who don't know us, they're seeing God's glory. And many will see God's glory in these last days. At a time like this, God is doing extraordinary work beyond our imagination as per his word in Ephesians 3:20. And we are experiencing it, dear friends. He is preserving us. He is preparing us, preserving us. And we're producing his glory for his glory, not for our glory. It's all about Jesus. I would not like to share my ministry. It is God. It is his Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. And the church, wherever it is, through every generation that we are going through, God has planted an Isaac, a someone being nurtured and prepared for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I pray? Have I time, or my time is over?
You pray.
Yes. Father, we just bless you in the name of Jesus, that you are the King of glory, Prince of peace, everlasting God. And this morning I pray that the church and the team and Pastor Mike and all God's people, Lord, this is the seed of the church that is being built here for greater glory. And Father, that they build wells of revival as they mature and go through phases of different phases and seasons of life. And Father, we pray that many will be added into the kingdom of God for its glory. Not lit by human fire, but lit by God himself, as per your word in Jeremiah. Lord, we stand when we sit in darkness, and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ will be shed in our hearts, and a new way will be opened for us to work out for your name's sake. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you.